This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, December 9th. God's word for you today is seed time. Our scripture reading is taken from Mark chapter 4, verse 26 to 29. And it says, God's kingdom is like seed thrown on a field by a man who then goes to bed and forgets about it. The seed sprouts and grows. He has no idea how it happens. The earth does it all without his help. When the grain is fully formed, he reaps. Harvest time. Mark chapter 4, verse 26 to 29 says, the kingdom of God is like this. Someone plants some seed in the ground. Then during both the day and night, whether that person is awake or asleep, the seed is growing silently. Now the person who planted the seed can't see how it is growing because it is hidden under the ground. But in darkness, the soil is helping the seed to grow. First, the plant sprouts through. Then the tender stalk appears. Then the stalk puts on buds. And finally, the full head of grain or fruit appears. Then when it is ready and ripe, the farmer cuts it because it's harvest time. There is harvest time and there is planting time. We are in planting time. As far as the remaining days of this year are concerned, it is time to plant. We often cannot see the seeds growing in our lives. When we sow good seeds, we cannot see them growing, and sometimes we get discouraged. Do not be discouraged. The question is, do you want to understand how life really works? Then you need to understand the principle of planting, particularly because God has wired you to grow. When you were a child, nobody needed to command you to grow. As long as you were healthy, you grew. Why? The human being is designed to grow, and God expects growth from us. Pastor, I believe and I receive God's word that it is time to plant. How do I get into the full understanding of what is required of me? How do I position? How do I respond? What is planting? We are going to look at what we have called the 10 laws of planting, 10 bedrock laws of planting. Of course, there may be other laws, but these are the ones we will focus on this season. The first is, everything starts as a seed. The chairs you sit on, the car you drive, the house you live in started as a seed, an idea in somebody's mind. You yourself started as a seed. Someone's seed met with someone's seed and boom, you happened just like that. In fact, beyond their physical seeds coming together, the seeds of their ideas came together. Boy meets girl. Girl loves boy. Boy loves girl. Boy marries girl and seeds are planted. Everything starts as a seed. Seeds are ideas, convictions, perspectives, and habits. You can sow relational, family, and financial seeds. Guess what? You can actually also sow seeds of bitterness, hatred, and jealousy. You can sow different kinds of seeds. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1 to 2 says, for everything there is a season, a time for every activity under heaven. A time to plant and a time to harvest. God says, it is time to plant. Let us pray. Father, I open my heart and my hands to you. Plant in me and plant through me godly seeds that will produce harvest for generations In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.